Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is, again, a shortened version of Night of the Living Dread, but episode 6, nonetheless. And brought to you, of course, by GoreHoundsOfHorror.com. I'm Otis B. Dread.
I am Alice Murphy.
And, you know, our regularly scheduled plans this weekend got a little washed out, to say the least. We were both kind of bummed about it, but we're trying to make the best of it. Decided to come to a campground up here in a little bit northern Ohio near the Columbus area. And we plan on seeing the Haunted Hoochie. What have you been to? Now, this is what's called a, you know, extreme haunted house. Well, you've been there before. What do you know about it?
It was years ago, but it's definitely pretty extreme.
What did they, as far as you can remember, what do you remember that makes it so extreme?
Well, when I went, we had to sign a waiver stating that, you know, there's going to be a lot of graphic content.
You always know that shit's getting ready to hit the fan when you have to sign a waiver to go through a haunted house.
Right. And, you know, in the waiver, it also stated that you would be touched and that you could be removed from your group.
And you were.
Yeah, I was.
Now, how did that go? I mean, what did they do? Because I've never been. This will be my first time at what's labeled an extreme haunted house. Now, I don't know if any of our listeners have ever been to one, but I'd be really anxious to, you know, to find out if, by chance, any of our listeners have been to one. What did they, they removed you from the group. They, which is scary in and of itself. I mean, to be removed, you know, from your group, you don't know where you're going. we are actually in a cabin in an undisclosed location.
Of a location that you just gave.
I did. It's undisclosed. I did give it. Yeah. We're at a campground, but an undisclosed campground in northern Ohio.
Somewhere near Columbus.
Somewhere. So we can narrow that down, can't we? So what did they do when they removed you?
Well, I mean, there was just a couple actors. You know, one actor actually grabbed me,
right,
and they pulled me off to the side of the pathway or the hallway, wherever we were at. And there was a couple actors are growling in my face, trying to be intimidating and scary. And
did it work?
No. I mean, it was kind of creepy.
Did it freak you out to be pulled from your group and be taken to an undisclosed location?
It was different.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what to expect from that. Like, I'm, looking for an exit sign.
Right, right.
Sizing the people up.
A safe word or something. Sizing people up, getting ready to lay somebody out.
First one, if you grab my dick, you're dead.
Oh, you're dead. You're dead. Absolutely. That's funny. So, yeah, we're going to go see the Haunahoochee tonight, and we're going to go through that. It is said to be one of the USA Today, actually, voted the Haunahoochee in the top 10 in the U.S. of haunted attractions. Now, I'm not going to say extreme, although we have been, you know, watching clips, and we're going to talk about some of these extreme haunted houses. Some of them, I think, get a little too extreme.
Way out of hand.
Way out of hand. And so, Haunahoochee voted, again, by USA Today, one of the top 10 haunted attractions. We're going to check it out, and let's talk about some of these, you know, extreme haunted houses that we were watching and looking at before we started this here podcast. GoreHoundsOfHorror.com, NightOfTheLivingDreads.com, and that's no A in that. These extreme haunted houses, Malice. Some is cool. You know, some of it I get. But when you start talking about you are going to walk out of this haunted houses with cuts on your body.
Bruises.
Emotional distress. You will be emotionally disturbed. You know, I'm guessing along the lines of PTSD type, you know, distressed. That seems a little extreme. I mean, we heard some of these haunted houses were, you know, they were taking, and I mean, they said an a unknown foreign liquid could be forced down your throat. There were some haunted houses where they would literally stick their finger down your throat to make you throw up. Where do you draw the line here? Because we both love horror. We both love being scared. And I know a lot of our listeners do. I know all of the hounds over there, Gore Hounds of Horror. They you know, they love being scared. Where do you draw the line in your eyes?
I mean, I would draw the line at, you know, where they say that you can't quit, you know, just because, you know, you've signed this contract, mm-hmm. this, you know, this waiver, mm-hmm. and, you know, once enough is enough, you know, I mean, every person's different.
Sure.
But, you know, you should be able to tap out if you want.
I agree.
And if they don't allow you, you should be able to crack them right in the face.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it becomes kidnapping then.
You know, and that's
hostage situation.
Yes, and that's the thing, because you are being held against your will, which is what they normally consider kidnapping. Being held against your will and being taken or you know, whatever, that's where it gets a little strange. Now, I don't even mind being taken from my group. I really don't. And that's also a possibility tonight. One of us could be taken from our group. Okay? I'm okay with that. But when they start talking about some of these extreme haunted houses, as you mentioned, there is no safe word. You can't say, okay, stop. Some places, they have little red cards. You hold that up, boom, you're done.
Right.
And I think that's the way to go. If you're going to have these type of haunted houses and extreme type haunted houses, you should at least have a safe word, some sort of white flag, I'm done. Okay, I can't do this no more. And I get that. There's no shame in your game if that happens to be the route you go, because, again, like you said, everyone's different. We all have our limits. My limit comes where, okay, you're not going to force feed me any kind of edibles. Right. And I'm not talking about the cannabis edibles, because you can force feed them to me all damn day.
Right, definitely.
But, I mean, when you don't know what they're putting in your mouth, we watched videos of guys that, you know, grown men that were actually, like, puking on themselves.
Right, I mean, had just massive amounts of you know, vomit stuck in their beards.
In their beards,
and,
yeah.
And they said that they would force people to eat and lick stuff off the floor, like.
And, you know, I mean,
no.
I think that's getting a little too extreme. Some, and maybe some of these listeners, some of these hounds over there, gore hounds, they're some pretty crazy fuckers. And that's why I love them so much. But maybe some of you guys may like that. This is not something that I'm going to subject myself to. I don't mind a good old-fashioned haunted house.
You know, I mean, if it wasn't so damn extreme where, you know, some of them had said that, you know, they would have genital, you know, like materials or fake genitalia rubbed on them, maybe even real. Like, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You take that away, you take force-feeding people shit away, you take...
Sexual innuendo, sexual violence.
Right. I mean, who was... I mean...
I don't... I like sexual violence like any other man. But...
Not from
I'm not paying for it. But and not from another man. Exactly, man. Especially a guy that, you know, is dressed up like a zombie. Don't molest me, zombie Bob.
Stick your hand in my pants. It's just some of it does seem pretty cool, man. Like
it really does.
You know the, but also like the what they say they would submerge you in water.
Oh, yeah.
Near drowning.
Yeah.
To simulate drowning.
But
almost, what happens when they actually fucking drown someone?
Well, you know, and that's the thing, and I haven't, and maybe because I am just as prepared for this show as I am any other show.
Bobby, put the dildo down, man. Get over here. We got to give this guy mouth to mouth.
Drop your fake axe. This motherfucker's drowning. You know, because I come prepared, like every show, and that is sarcasm. you know, I don't have any kind of numbers in front of me stating, okay, there have been this amount of deaths, there have been this, there have been that, there have been these. Well, we know about the injuries. We saw people that came out of some of these places and literally had slices, like somebody took a razor blade and sliced this woman's leg in a couple different spots. Superficial, it looked like. It didn't look like she needed stitches. Bruises, knees, all... I mean, and then on
unwanted haircuts.
Some of these places will shave your damn eyebrows.
Shave your eyebrows, cut your hair off. Like,
yeah, you touch my dreads.
Manner.
You touch my dreads, and there's probably
this is going to be a real haunted house.
Yeah, because you think that they're realistic. Wait till I get a hold of you after you cut one of my dreads.
A real murder house.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it.
Into something else.
And this ain't no American Horror Story either. This is the real murder house. How do you like that episode, the new so far? There's been, three episodes so far?
Yeah.
What do you think about it?
Man, it started off really strong with the first two episodes, and then in the third episode, something happens that really pissed me off. I didn't expect that. Maybe it's different.
I have not watched the third one. We've watched the first two, but I have not seen three.
I didn't expect it to happen like that so quickly. It's like, you know, what the hell? And it just really makes me not even want to watch the show anymore.
Really? The entire show? It makes you not want to watch the entire show?
Yeah, just because what they did, I wasn't expecting it, and
so
else are they gonna do that's gonna piss me off and make me uninterested?
Well, it makes you uninterested when it you know it doesn't go the way you thought it would. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the twist and the turns, and I like the freaky, just weird nature of American Horror Story, but. I have not seen three, so I do not have a point of reference other than your opinion.
I don't want to say it like and give it away for people who haven't watched
it.
It's just I didn't expect what happened to happen.
To happen, yeah.
And it's like...
Sometimes that can piss you off. I will give you that.
This is only the third episode.
And, right.
You know, what's going to happen next week?
The hell else is going to happen? So back to extreme haunted houses. First of all, we would love to hear from all the hounds, all the non-hounds. And if you're not a member of Gorehounds of Horror, you can very easily go over there and check them out at Facebook. They are a closed group, so you will have to ask to be allowed in the group. They have tons of people who are asking to join this group. You will be, nine times, if you're a true horror fan, you'll be accepted.
It's not for the easily offended.
It really isn't, although... Nobody there goes out of their way to offend anyone.
Yeah,
it's just you. I mean, you just kind of have to have a thick skin.
And
you know,
and if someone is offended, I'm sure. Like, I mean, you're just not gonna go and try to report.
No,
get shit taken off and
right.
pansy and.
Don't be a pussyfoot. Did I really say that?
Pussyfoot.
Pussyfoot.
Just pussyfooting around.
So. But I wanted to extend out to the hounds and non-hounds to take and let us know if you've ever been to an extreme haunted house. What was the name of it? What was your experience like? We would love to know. Extreme haunted houses, though, as we were talking, some of it gets... I don't know. I remember. I'm gonna tell my own little haunted house story here. It's not something I'm proud of, and it's probably amazing that I'm even a horror fan after this actual incident. I was probably about 10, 11 years old, maybe. We went to a JC's haunted house, and my cousin warned me. He said, "Look, Kurt. Now, there's going to be, and I think I was with him and my mom, excuse me, and my cousin warned me, he was like, "Now, Kurt, there's going to be one part where you're going to walk through here and you're going to be stepping on things that feel like you're walking on dead bodies." Okay, I can handle that, you know, I'm all like, you know, Billy Badass at 10, 11 years old. Needless to say, I ended up in a technical state of shock. I couldn't speak. I was shaking uncontrollably. The ambulances came. I was put out the exit door. I mean, this is no lie, man. And I'm just, I don't know what to do. Oh, God. As soon as I walked on these, what was supposed to be like dead bodies and bones and things like that, it completely freaked me out. So it's amazing that I even like horror now. You know, you would think that would scar me. That was extreme to me at 10 or 11. Now let's fast forward about 35 years, and now we have kidnapping, waterboarding, simulated drowning, or the waterboarding. I mean, they don't really waterboard, but maybe in a sense. I guess you could call it waterboarding, what we've heard, but... For the most part, they simulate drowning. Some of these places, McCamey Manor in San Diego, will stick you in a coffin. There is no safe word at this one. You cannot leave. They just tell you to suck it up. That's where I think you draw the line.
Sexual assault as well.
Exactly. Some of them, there was one, I cannot think of the name of it, but there was one... that the participants going through the haunted house would literally be naked. The women could strip down completely naked. The city didn't like that. So now you just have to wear some sort of, you know, undergarments. And they say the tightest aren't undergarments. They don't want anything loose. You don't want, you know, your twigs and berries falling out, I guess. but, I mean... Now, that's kind of weird. What do you think about that? Naked haunted housing.
It's just a opening for some sexual assault.
It really is, man. You're just waiting to be the next, you know, Brett Kavanaugh, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're just waiting. I mean, and then some of the actors, I don't know if it's the same haunted house, but some of the actors in this one particular haunted house would come out, full frontal nudity, dudes, you know, just boop, twigs and berries, just,
Frank
you know.
Frank and beans.
Frank and beans. There's a little something about Mary.
Yeah.
Would just come out with, you know, the swinging Richard, just there. You know what I mean? And it's like, don't come near me. I have a 3-foot safe space, especially for naked men. As a matter of fact, it extends even further than that 3 foot if you're a naked man. If you're a naked woman, 3 foot, especially if you're dressed like a zombie. I'm just saying. Plus, I'm married and my wife's sitting in the room, so I have to say these things. I've been in trouble with the missus all day. Why not keep it going? Anyway, it's just, I don't know. How would you react to a naked guy coming up and actually just touching you? I mean, and not like in a sexual way, but just grabbing you, but he's naked.
I would get pretty violent.
I think I would too. And me and Jody, we watched a little documentary about these extreme haunted houses, and McCamey Manor was one of them that, you know, well, maybe it was just on McCamey Manor. I don't remember. Where was I going with that? Anyway, they would just do some just outlandish things. And in fact, the owner says he won't even go through his own haunted house. He don't even understand why people do it. I mean, they will pick you up, physically pick you up and take you somewhere over your shoulder, over their shoulder. Boom, you're gone. Don't know where you're going.
I don't know if you said it, and you don't even have to pay to go through this haunted house.
No, it's I didn't say this. Yes, this is a good point.
Four cans of dog food or one bag of dog
food. Yep, that's all that costs. And there's a 17,000 people waiting list. They say they got a waiting list for over a year. The minimum is a year. Who knows how long it actually is, but the minimum is a year waiting list. Nobody this year will be able to get into there next year. Nobody, none of us, if we wanted to travel out there and do it.
I'm not signing up.
I'm really not either. I'm just throwing that out there. Call old Otis B. Dredd's a puss if you want, but I'm just not doing that. I'm really not. What, you wouldn't do anything like that?
No.
You wouldn't go as extreme as some of the videos we saw?
Not at all.
Is Honohoochee about the extreme as you go?
Yes.
And it's not, and again, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your experience at Honohoochee? You said you were taken from your group.
Yeah. In addition to that, like before I was taken, and even after I was taken, you know, you're walking through, and sometimes you're walking through a really dark hallway, and you got, you know, people that's laying on the ground, reaching out, grabbing your feet or grabbing your shirt or your arm. I mean, it's nothing like over the top that makes you feel violated or feel like you need to retaliate in any.
And I think that's where I have to draw the line, because if you start doing things that makes me want to induce real violence upon you,
right?
Now we have a problem, because if you're bringing that up in me, I'm going to be the first one to say I don't know where it's going to go from there.
If I can't see the line between real and fake,
exactly,
it's going to end badly for everyone.
It's going to end very badly. And
because I'm only looking at the people in my group. Okay, don't hit that one. Don't hit that one. That one, I don't know who that is. Crack them right in the fucking face.
Right.
And run, like, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be put in a position to where
I have to be defensive.
I might go to jail because I kill someone because I go, you know, I feel like my life is in jeopardy.
And you see that was another. That was another thing I brought up, too, is when you sign these waivers, will these waivers, does that protect you, you know, from retaliating, or is it like, oh, well, you signed the waiver, you knew what you were getting into. What will that take, and, you know, keep you from being able to retaliate? You know what I'm saying? To where they can actually press charges because you signed up for it.
I mean, I don't see, you know, a judge. I don't see that holding up in court.
I don't either. I'm just curious. I've never had to sign one of these waivers, I mean, I'm just curious if that's something that's maybe part of
it. The McKinney one, it's always recorded. It's constantly recorded.
It is, by the owner.
So, I mean, if you're recorded retaliating and hitting someone, you're also going to be recorded saying, hey, I quit, I want out.
Yes.
And then when they don't allow you, that's, I mean, they're holding you hostage.
Yeah.
Regardless of whatever you signed. Like I was telling you earlier, you just can't invite a girl over to your house for drinks from the bar.
Right. Please sign this waiver because you may be raped later.
Yeah. And then you rape her, and then you're going to fucking go to jail.
Absolutely. As well as you should.
Right. No, exactly.
You know, but you just, know, and that's why I'm, you know, trying to, I don't know, man. You know, it's, I like to be scared. I find it hard nowadays with some of the newer horror movies that come out to be scared. It seems like jump scares are the only thing that really scare me anymore. I saw The Nun on opening day. I liked it. A lot of jump scares. And I was jumping in my seat. Okay, I like that. Not many movies do that, but it's not hard to have a jump scare in a movie. You know what I mean? Just right. A loud bang, boom, you know, and then you're jumping. But to actually sit on the edge of your seat, kind of be scared, I don't find that in horror movies, you know. And I got to admit, I haven't been to a haunted house since, well, let's see, it's probably been, wow, every bit 8 years, if, you know, or so. Since I've even been to a haunted attraction, I know a lot of you people won't know this, but old Malice will. There was a haunted trail on Valley Street here locally. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the last time I had been to any kind of haunted attraction that I can think of offhand. And it was okay. You know, they ended it the same way a lot of places do. You're getting chased out at the end by a guy with a chainsaw. You know, seems to be, you know, common coin to do that. I get it. It was fun. Okay. I didn't feel violated. Nobody ever touched you. And I don't care if somebody touches me. I really don't. But I think you said it perfectly, Malice, that when I can't distinguish between what's real and what's fake, that's where I start blurring my lines between should I act rational or should I act irrational? Or rational in both ways, you know what I mean? Because I think it's pretty rational. If a naked guy comes at you dressed like a zombie and wants to grab you, what's your first instinct? You know? Now, I know that in order to really let all the fear soak in and get the true scare, you just kind of have to let it happen. Not necessarily.
Right.
There is a line there.
You know, I worked for a few haunted houses.
Have you?
When I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the store is a lot bigger than the haunted house, but Foy's in Fairborn.
Yes.
You know, I worked there. When I was a really young teenager, like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got, you know, older, like 18 years old, I was working for this haunted trail in New Carlisle, Ohio, mm-hmm. called Silver Lake Haunted Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the entire time that I worked there, I never wanted to hurt anybody or make someone feel like, you know, this was going to be their last moments alive.
Right.
You know, it's,
or you're worried about, am I going to go to jail tonight? Or right. am I going to get beat up?
Right.
You know, you didn't have to worry about that working there.
Right.
These guys nowadays do.
Well, I mean, there was this one incident where this woman threw some kind of liquid all over me, screaming and cussing at me. But she didn't last very long. Like, she was kicked out, like, immediately.
Really? For basically an assault.
Right. Well, I mean, because there was no telling what she threw all over me.
Right.
You know, and
could have been donkey piss.
And, you know, every actor carries a walkie-talkie, and as soon as she done it, I, you know, instantly broke character and, you know, called somebody in, and they escorted her out. I don't know whatever happened after that, if they called the police or not, but,
right,
you know, these things are supposed to be fun, not
they are
really traumatizing.
And that's what they are now. I mean, they're extremely traumatizing. They even say in some of these waivers that you may come across, you may get, you know, be, you know, under some mental duress. And all I can think of is PTSD.
I mean, why would anybody want that?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you have guys with ski masks on, which we saw in some of these videos we watched,
it's
some
like
of these
terrorist
extreme,
shit.
It really is, man. It's like terrorism. Ski masks, and they're picking you up, and they're shoving your face in the mud, and they're, you know, throwing, you know, fake blood or real blood, and you don't even know at this point. And I get the fact that they want to push the bar, okay, and test people's fears, because, you know, people are addicted to what scares them. If you enjoy being scared, you're going to tend to probably go towards one of these places, or at least in some sort of fashion, you know. And how far do you think this is going to go? I mean, look how far it's come. You know, from when I was 10 or 11 years old, you know, in the JCs and the shock therapy. They're not therapy, shock therapy.
Oh, yeah, that's what, I mean, they even say in some of them you'll be, you know, electrocuted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Exactly, man. You could be electrocuted, cut, bruised, physical pain is what you will. I don't want to indulge in physical pain when I go to a haunted house. I want to indulge in the being scared.
Right. I mean, you're going to be physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, mentally assaulted.
How is that scary? I mean, that's just, you know, just torture. I mean, it really is. I mean, just straight up torture. So, again, I said this was going to be a shortened version. We're going to be hitting the road here soon. Let us know what your favorite extreme haunted house is, if you've been to one, what your thoughts are on this, because as you've heard, we have our thoughts, and, you know, we're not very keen on the whole sexual assault and violence and being cut and bruised, and I do that at work.
The sexual assault?
Yeah. I sexually assault my boss. I mean, if... Never mind.
Okay.
But let us know, you know, how you guys feel about it. And we're going to be taking off. We're going to take some, little bit of video. Malice Murphy in all his glory the other night was trying like hell to, let these people take cameras inside, emailing and messaging these people, and they just won't have it. They can't have cameras inside, outside.
I can understand it.
And I can too. But I also am thinking of it like evidence. Because if you touch me the wrong way, I want my camera rolling. So you see the inappropriate touching, and then you see me knock your ass
out. World star!
World star. Oh, my goodness. So, Haunted Hoochie is tonight. Again, we will have some video, and we're going to put some video up, and we'll see how this goes. I was going to say something. I took a deep breath and then completely forgot what I was going to say. Never mind. GoreHoundsOfHorror.com, GoreHounds of Horror on Facebook, Night of the Living Dreads, no A, DREDS. .com, Night of Living Dreads on Facebook. Come and like us. Come and check out some of our latest podcasts. We're only about six deep, and this is a short one, so it's kind of like five and a half. That's what she said. Anyway, for another Living Dreads, I am Otis B. Dreads.
I am Malice Murphy.
And we will talk to you very soon. It is getting closer to Halloween, hounds. Let's get scared. Have a good weekend.
Things no one knows. We're going to die.